Though now that I chased the memories down, I did have a vague impression of leaving the car. The sun was just falling behind the horizon, my arm draped over Alice's shoulder, and her arm firm around my waist, dragging me along as I stumbled through the warm, dry shadows. I had no memory of this room. I looked at the digital clock on the nightstand. The red numbers claimed it was 3 o'clock, but they gave no indication if it was night or day. No edge of light escaped the thick curtains, but the room was bright with the light from the lamps. I rose stiffly and staggered to the window, pulling back the drapes. It was dark outside, 3 in the morning then. My room looked out on a deserted section of the freeway and the new long-term parking garage for the airport. It was slightly comforting to be able to pinpoint time and place. I looked down at myself. I was still wearing Esme's clothes, and they didn't fit very well at all. I looked around the room, glad when I discovered my duffel bag on top of the low dresser. I was on my way to find new clothes when a light tap on the door made me jump. "Can I come in?" Alice asked. I took a deep breath. "Sure." She walked in and looked me over cautiously. "You look like you could sleep longer," she said. I just shook my head. She drifted silently to the curtains and closed them securely before turning back to me. "We'll need to stay inside," she told me. "Okay." My voice was hoarse. It cracked. "Thirsty?" she asked. I shrugged. "I'm okay. How about you?" "Nothing unmanageable," she smiled. "I ordered some food for you. It's in the front room. Edward reminded me that you have to eat a lot more frequently than we do."